We Hominids, an anthropological detective story written by Frank Westerman and read by Mark Mitchell. A double portrait, a Dutch girl with an Indonesian man, pops up on my monitor. They pose side by side beneath a rocky overhang at Liang Bua. The cave entrance itself is out of sight. The girl is 15, not yet fully grown, yet she towers over the adult male beside her. He is a rice farmer who showed up specially for the photo. The little man is barefoot, but that does not explain the difference in height. The girl is plainly two heads taller. I had written to her mother, Yoshi Jordens, asking if she had any hominid skulls for us. At the top of my wish list was that of LB1, but material by way of comparison would be welcome too. Dr. Jordens is a member of the Human Origins Group in Leiden. These simple words, Human Origins Group. The tone of Jose's reply is easy and familiar. Here's a photograph of my daughter Julie with one of the legendary little people who still live around Liang Bua. Flores is truly a lost world. Fascinating. Along with my students, I'm hoping to make the leap from the abstract to the concrete with the aid of skulls one can hold in one's hands. Solid matter. Reportage is not a mollusk. The genre belongs in the category of vertebrate stories that take their strength from a backbone of fact. Yoshi tells me that she can arrange for casts of all the Flores fossils. Maybe a few weird bones from Father Vachova's island fauna too. It's all being handed to me on a silver platter. Will I even need to go to Flores later on? The Human Origins Group has its offices about 1 kilometre from the Faculty of Humanities. On their website, the 14 staff members are seen sitting in a circle. In their midst is a shop window mannequin in the guise of a hairy primordial man. Two disciplines merge, I read, within the Human Origins Group. Archaeology on the one hand, and on the other, that branch of human biology that reaches back beyond what is recorded in books or scrolls of papyrus. Paleoanthropology. Paleo comes from the Greek paleos, meaning old. Anyone wishing to leaf back through human history further than what is found written on clay tablets must go digging in the clay itself. Then you automatically arrive in prehistory. The Earth's layers, fortunately, allow themselves to be read like the pages of a book. Some of those layers can be dated quite accurately as though marked with a page number. Almost the entire substrate of Denmark, for example, is marked by a 2 to 3 millimeter thick layer of clay containing a high concentration of iridium, a sort of bookmark telling the story of a volcanic eruption on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico some 65.9 million years ago.